For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. This week in Tennessee politics, Washington's immigration issues are bearing down on state candidates, particularly Republicans. Many commentators have framed the idea of separating small children from their parents at the border as a sort of moral litmus test. So, are they passing or failing? Analyst Otis Sanford joins us today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be here.
Otis, of course, earlier this week, President Trump maintained that he was unable to change the policy of separating families. His hands were tied by Democrats, he said. On Wednesday, of course, he changed the policy. Here in Tennessee, that put our Senate frontrunner, Marsha Blackburn, in a very strange predicament. Can you explain that?
Well, I mean, obviously, she was really in a bind. She blamed the whole thing, the arrest, the separation, everything, on liberals and liberal judges. Then, the next day, she came back with another kind of strange statement. Her response to this has just been a tap dance around not criticizing the president in any way.
Do you think Tennesseans care enough about this issue for it to affect Marsha Blackburn's campaign at all?
Oh, I certainly think the Tennesseans care about the issue of separating children from their parents. I don't care what political persuasion you are. The way these candidates in Tennessee address this issue is important. And I do think that Blackburn has some more explaining to do about her position on this. Now, on the other end, we have Phil Bredesen, who made it clear that he thought that the policy of separating children was an absolute wrong policy.
He did bring up the morality of the issue.
Right.
He said, we have placed ourselves on a morally bankrupt path.
Yes, he did.
And he said, any normal American is horrified. Is Bredesen here, who is the Democrat and he is very popular, how is he trying to distinguish himself?
First of all, he is trying to be that middle of the road, that centrist candidate. He is going out of his way not to criticize the president. And there are a lot of things to criticize the president for. But he is intentionally not doing that because he does not want to alienate independent voters who voted for Donald Trump.
Let's turn for a moment to what Democrats are up to. We don't hear much of them here in Tennessee. This week, two of the leading candidates for governor had a debate at Belmont University.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Dean, the former Nashville mayor, and Craig Fitzhugh, the state House Minority Leader.
Mm-hmm.
What did we learn about these two candidates?
We learned that Craig Fitzhugh is a lot more liberal than Carl Dean is.
Mm.
His views on most of the issues are very appealing to a lot of people. Certainly teachers. He's not a charter school fan. Dean supports charter schools. I think the problem that Fitzhugh has here is that he has a lack of funding. His name recognition is not high throughout the state. Carl Dean has a big head start on him.
Is there anything about either of these candidates that might generate some excitement here in Memphis?
If Fitzhugh had money and more name recognition than he has, he could be very appealing to Memphis voters, especially Memphis Democratic voters, which equates to African-American voters. Carl Dean, he was a very successful mayor. He has built a lot of coalitions here among Democratic leadership here in Shelby County. Now, whether he is able to win statewide, that's another story. But certainly in Memphis and Shelby County, I think whoever the Democrat is will make a strong showing. And right now, you have to think it might be Carl Dean.
Political analyst Otis Sanford, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.